It began in the year 2000 when 15-year-old Jennifer Rivera was fatally shot at point-blank range in Providence, Rhode Island. That was the day before she was scheduled to testify as a witness in a murder trial. The heartbreaking crime stunned the community and led to the establishment of the Institute for the Study and Practice of Nonviolence. Its mission is to prevent future tragedies by intervening with troubled youth. Alfred Amuri, an ex-inmate now seeking to give back to society, is a street worker at the Institute trying to reduce gang violence.
Entering a territory is the first step. Once you've entered a territory, making the right connections is the second step. Being accepted is another step. So there's a few things you have to do to gain their trust, people in the community. Because the first thing they think is these street workers are cops. And we have to prove to them that we're not cops, We're ex-felons that at the same time we could be here with you and the cops might arrest us because we're ex-felons. So we're taking a risk coming out here, talking to you, trying to see, listen, there's other things you can do besides this.
The Institute takes a gamble by employing people who've committed serious crimes to become peacemakers in gang territory. But like alcoholics who get sober and are well positioned to understand others trapped in addiction, ex-felons bring a certain street cred when interacting with kids who are at risk.
So I want you to call me, and I'll give your mom and my sister the card. Call me, and she's going to start doing. She's going to be doing community service at.
Alfred Amuri served 14 years for a second-degree murder he committed in 1995.
So I couldn't even understand it myself. I can't even give you the understanding for it today, except for I was extremely angry and not trying to make excuse for my behavior. But I ended up, getting locked up and sentenced and getting sentenced to 40 years with 25 to serve. And basically, I grew up in a penal system, but I tried to, better myself. As the years went on, I got into a program in a prison called SCORE.
It stands for Special Community Outreach Education, which organizes visits to prisons by junior and senior high school students. In a carefully controlled setting, the kids, some of them already troubled, interact with inmates and learn about the consequences of poor decisions.
Help me realize that the situation that was going on in our society, in our country, I was part of that, and I was a big part of this, messed up generation that was causing trouble. So I wanted to, help kids, because I didn't want to see any kids in prison doing what I was doing.
You were how old when you went to prison?
I was, I just turned 20. As I looked around prison, I saw a lot of young folks coming into prison that were as young as myself. And I remembered basically the feeling I had when I first went to prison, and I felt lost and confused. So, it affects you after a while. You're like, wow, young kids are coming to prison and they're giving them these big time. They're doing a lot of time, and no one's really telling these kids what's going on. Society is like basically fast paced and is moving on. And if a kid commits a crime, it's like, okay, let's just throw them away. We're not going to try to rehabilitate. We're just going to put them in this punitive system and let them do time. So I was like, wow, this is crazy. This is crazy when I seen so many young folks as I was getting older. So I got involved in the SCORE program and started talking to youth.